Hello, good morning.
Yes.
Good morning. My name is Marcos of Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in Texas today and would like to ask you just a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Yes.
Am I speaking with Patricia Harris?
Is this a anonymous questionnaire?
Yes, ma'am. It's a confidential.
How did you happen to get my name and number?
Your number, ma'am, gets chosen randomly. It's a survey research. I'm calling you from Opinion Research.
I know. I received a call from somebody with your company maybe about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
This will be regards to upcoming elections and issues in your area.
Is this being sponsored by a particular candidate?
No, ma'am. It's just a opinion research, national opinion research.
I have a few questions.
Okay. I'm going to make it really brief for you. Okay, ma'am? Does anyone in your household... Is anybody of them employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or political party, or by any candidate or political office?
No.
May I please have the year when you were born, just the year?
No.
Or may I have a estimate of your age? Are you 18 to 24, 25 to 34, 35 to 44, 45 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 or more?
65 or more.
What is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Are you Caucasian, white, African American, black, Hispanic, Latino,
okay.
Asian, Pacific? And what is the last grade that you completed in school,
University,
some high school? And would that be a 4-year bachelor's degree or
mm-hmm.
a
yes.
postgraduate?
Yes.
Okay, thinking about things nationally, next, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president? Do you
approve.
Strongly approve it?
Strongly.
Do you strongly approve it? Strongly approve it. And if the elections for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
Democrat.
And would that be a definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Now I would like to read you some names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me first whether you heard of the person. Then, if so, please tell me whether you are that you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of the person. If the name or if someone you don't know is not familiar, you. Let me know as well. I'm going to start with the name of Vicente Gonzalez.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Are you very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat
very
unfavorable?
Favorable.
What about Kamala Harris?
Very
favorable, somewhat.
Favorable.
What about Joe Biden? Very favorable, somewhat
yes.
favorable.
Yes, very favorable.
What about Donald Trump? Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or you have never heard of that person?
I've never heard of him.
Okay. And Myra Flores? Very favorable, somewhat. Okay. thinking ahead to the November elections, first on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all interested and 10 means that you are extremely interested. How interested are you in the November election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices on a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
If the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Republican, or Kamala Harris, Democrats?
Kamala Harris.
Next, if the election for U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom would you vote? Ted Cruz, Republican, Colin Allred. And if the election for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote? Vicente Gonzalez. And would that be a definitely or probably for Gonzalez?
Definitely.
Now I have just a few questions for statistical purposes only. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
Democrat.
And would that be not so strong Democrat or strong Democrat?
Strong.
Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative on most issues?
Liberal.
Very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Depends on the issue.
In politics, would that be somewhat liberal or very liberal?
Very liberal.
How would you describe your economic circumstances? Well to do, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Oh, I don't judge myself.
Okay. And regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? For Donald Trump or Joe Biden or someone else?
Joe Biden, of course.
This concludes our survey, ma'am. Thank you very much for your participation. Your opinions are very important, okay? You have yourself
Thank
a
you.
Wonderful day and a wonderful weekend, okay, ma'am?
Bye.
Bye-bye, ma'am.